Welcome back to what seems to be almost a year of uploading a new episode. The last episode of Curiously, if anyone has been listening for a while, it was uploaded on, I think, 8th December of last year, which, wow, it's a lot has happened in the last year. Anyway, leaving all that, while quite a lot has happened, new knowledge has been gained, new perspectives have been seen, I guess. So I don't know if I'll be making more episodes, but I just felt like making this one because why not? If you read the title, this episode is about something called steganography, which is also related to cryptography. Not exactly related, they're two separate domains, but they come under kind of the same umbrella. The context for this is that I got interested in one of the subjects I have this year, which is cryptography and network security. So I got this book called The Code Book. That's the name of it. It's by Simon Singh. And the way he's written it, I'm still reading it, but the way he's written is that a bit of where maybe cryptography was used in the history, like stories from here and there, and also the methods themselves that were used. The first chapter is about this case involving someone called Queen Mary and Queen Elizabeth, where it was conspired that Queen Mary apparently was in the planning of killing Queen Elizabeth, and a lot of people before, not a lot, but like, I don't know the exact number. But people had been sent to jail or sent to death in the conspiracy of killing Queen Elizabeth. And the case that involved Queen Mary, it kind of had to connect the dots between Queen Mary herself and the people who were sent to death. So the person who was fighting the case to prove Queen Mary guilty, he apparently had found these letters or something which Queen Mary had wrote to these people. And Queen Mary had written them in cipher, but the person who was fighting this case, he apparently was a spy master from England. So he went to this other person who knew how to crack ciphers, and then it became a battle of, is Queen Mary's cipher unbreakable, or is the cipher breaker just that good that he can break any cipher? So long story short, the cipher was broken and Queen Mary was guilty. This dates back to like just how cryptography, or in this case, steganography was used, and it's super interesting. Basically, steganography is the technical kind of definition would be you're hiding the main message or the information itself, so that others cannot find it except the person who you wanted to receive, you want to give the message to. So for example, this was taken from the book where it was said that you would write a message on someone's head who was bald, and you would wait for the hair to grow out. Like you would wait for the person to grow proper hair till the message was not seen, and then you would send that person to whomever you want to send the message to, and then his head was shaved off again. I mean, just imagine the amount of time. It's funny. But yeah, that was one of the examples of steganography, where you're hiding the main message itself. Then a branch out from this was cryptography, where you're not necessarily hiding the message from plain sight, but instead you're hiding the original meaning of the message. By this, you're hiding it by the process of encryption, which can be through some step-by-step algorithm or something. So for others who do not know the rules of the algorithm, they would probably think it's a random message, but for the person who you want to send the message to, if they have the algorithm itself and something called the key and something just different prerequisites, they would be able to decrypt the message you sent. But this goes back to like the Greeks and I think Persia when it was under rule or something, I'm not sure. But basically, a Persian king was going to attack the Greek Empire. And one of the people, yeah, so his name was Demaratus, who was apparently from Greek himself, but something had happened and he was then sent off to Persia, but he still felt some loyalty to Greece, and he knew that this Persian king was going to attack Greek with the element of surprise. So what he did was he sent a secret message to the Greeks, and apparently they were able to decode it, and then turns out that when this king, Persian king, tried to attack with surprise, he was himself surprised because the Greeks were ready to fight back and actually won that war or fight. I'm not sure what it was exactly. But yeah, this stuff is that old, and today we're seeing it in the forms of different encryption algorithms on the internet and just in general different protocols that exist. There's this whole area of blockchain which also brings in cryptography along with a few other fields. So it's pretty interesting just where we're going with related to encryption, decryption. This is kind of going on a tangent, but there was also something about quantum computers which could apparently break any cipher in the world, but they're probably not that advanced yet, or at least that we know of. And then the question also arises that is there any cipher that's unbreakable, like a completely 100% secure thing which no one can break, even if they tried, unless maybe trial and error. But I mean, how much time do you have to do trial and error? But yeah, that's it for this episode. I don't know if I'll see you in the next one. Let's see. But yeah, till then, bye, I guess.